It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boobies! Boobies! Boobies!
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
I like sex. I like women. I'll hump anything in a dress. I'll even get down on the floor with you right now if they'll turn off the lights.
Ooh, Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. We will stop the show at any moment for Buzz Babes.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is the subject du jour. But don't think that I've forgotten about Hogfest 2008. No. Almost had a honker there. Hogfest.
I am fat.
Friday, May 23rd, we'll have barbecue and hot dogs from Just In Time Catering. Also, music from the Bad Influence Band. Demonstrations from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. This is a group of guys. They're experts on motorcycles.
Right,
they not
good.
Only train people, but they show you these incredible tricks that they do on these huge, heavy motorcycles.
That's cool.
That's worth coming down sure. in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Prizes and displays. Want to thank Patriot Harley-Davidson for that. And we will have a competition for the hottest biker chick, the scariest biker, the King of Queens. That's a hot guy with a, an ugly guy with
How
a hot girl.
How did that slip out?
Carla wants to ride down on the back of my bike. We'd win. Employees, not eligible.
You get a ribbon then.
And the biggest piece of S bike, and of course, best in show. That's all coming up a week from tomorrow. Hogfest 2008, our Biker Friday,
cool.
which is going to be incredible. You know, just everybody right now starts saying a prayer for good weather, because I'm very excited about it. I
think we're going to have good weather, because we're supposed to get more rain later this week. How can there be more rain?
It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm flying up to New York Saturday morning, going up to Colgate University to my graduation
for my
nephew. And I have I think Hamilton, New York.
Okay.
I think that's where it is. But here's what happened with my sister. The immediate family, I guess I'm immediate family, mm-hmm. but
sure.
she always, you know, knows that I'm cool about, you know, not having to stay in the family hotel
right.
or, like, be on top of the action. I don't really, you know, she can move me anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This was the conversation of months ago. Mike, my nephew, asked me personally to come up to his graduation. I couldn't say no. He's my godson.
He's not also Mike O'Mara, is he?
No, he's Mike Parsley.
Okay.
And he is just I tell you, I love the kid.
Cool.
And I have a tiny little picture of him when he was a toddler mm-hmm. that has a Boston Red Sox batting helmet.
There
and it
is.
Says, and Paul, my brother-in-law, actually put a little bubble up that said, "Never say die." And it is one of my treasured
You've
possessions.
Kept that, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this. Kathy says to me, "Listen, we've got all the family coming in, and it's really tight at the local, like, B&B mm-hmm. where everybody is. Do you think there's a chance that you could stay at a hotel? There's a place that I found it. It's a hotel and casino that's about 40,
oh my
40
God.
Minutes
and
away.
And you didn't let her finish the sentence.
I think there's an outside chance I might be able to do that.
Do you hate bed and breakfast like I do?
I don't like small hotels or bed and breakfast. You know, it has to be a very special circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the only place I like them is like over in the Old Sod, over in Ireland. That's,
oh, I imagine
that's all you
better.
Have over there,
yeah.
and you can stay so right. cheaply that it's very good. But I feel creepy. I feel like I'm using other people's toilets.
Mm-hmm. And I hate having to have breakfast with everybody.
I know, because you can't dip your eggs.
9 times out of 10, you're hungover, and the last thing you want to do is make small talk.
Can't dip your toast into your eggs the way you do this.
What a marvelous day for a bike ride, am I right?
Well, this is an interesting call, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. John from Sacramento, you think I might be gay?
What's up, Jughead?
Excuse me, are you calling me Jughead?
Started badly.
Yeah, dude.
It seems to be, Michael, that there is...
Oh, hey, buddy, you know what? You want to call me by my proper name, or do you want to get hung up on? You make the call.
Mike.
Thank you so much, okay?
Better.
Now that you've called me by my proper name, what do you have to say?
It seems to me...
I lied. Anyway, let's get Buzz on right here. I
love that.
You know who hangs
that.
Up on people a lot?
Who's that?
Gay people.
Gay people, yes. I'm gay.
I am a gay American.
Thank you very much.
That's what he was trying to get out of you anyway.
Time for our very first Buzz of the afternoon. Here is Mr. Burbank. I'm not gay. I want Buzz Babes, baby.
That's
baby.
Right.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mike. The California Supreme Court has overturned that state's ban on, look at the subject, same-sex marriage.
Hey, good
dear.
For you, Mike.
The long-awaited decision makes California just the second state in our union to allow same-sex couples to legally marry. Massachusetts has allowed this since 2004.
Thank God.
Now gay people will live in California.
Absolutely. And I urge same-sex marriage in every state.
Uh-huh.
Because then I can travel liberally, and I can have more than one spouse.
You know what that guy who called is going to say about that.
No, Jughead, I don't care about him.
nice going, Jughead.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. And your mom was good, too, there, whatever your name was.
Mm-hmm. Democrats are outraged over President Bush's remarks in Israel that seemed to be aimed at Barack Obama. The president suggested that Obama's pledge to talk to Iran's leader represent the false comfort of appeasement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president's comments are beneath the dignity of his office.
Appeasement. Isn't that kind of like a World War I word? You know,
it is.
Back in the days of appeasement, mm-hmm. I remember that.
I just think Pelosi is guilty.
I'm just going to relax. I'm going to relax. I don't drink anymore, but I just take a little ether once in a while.
Is that all? Quinine?
I still like Patton Oswalt. Going to an ether frolic.
Well, the roads won't be quite as crowded this Memorial Day weekend, thanks to these record-high gas prices. AAA says travel will shrink for the first time this year since 2002.
Carla looked at me like I was full of crap today when I told her I was taking the bike in because of gas prices, but I absolutely mean it.
There's nothing crazy about
it. As long
that.
As I can do it, it's a nice day. What the hell? Mm-hmm. I don't care. I haven't, you know, I've been working on $12 for the last 3 weeks.
Are you going to do anything for Memorial Day?
As far as riding?
Like traveling.
No, I'm going to stay close to home, and I'm actually going to, you know, do the Rolling Thunder.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. But, you know, even with that, really, you don't realize they make a lot of noise, and you think they're gas-burning, you know, environmentally unfriendly products. They're not. I mean, you know, watching this guy today from Exxon on NBC this morning.
He's a shifty one, isn't he?
I mean, and you're sitting there, and they're talking about we need more money for exploration, and demand is what's driving the prices up, and I'm like, regardless of whether you believe in global warming or not, there's the answer right there. I mean, it's not I don't care what you think about global warming. I don't care what you think about the environment.
Right.
You need all this alternative energy stuff just to say screw you to the oil companies.
Because we won't be able to afford gasoline anymore.
And I mean, it's so logical. Why are we so thick-headed that we don't process the fact that you won't have a stain like this that's talking about, you know, if you just let that Alaska land open to us, we'd be able to drill for more, and then we'd be able to make more profits. And if you had cars where the technology has existed for two decades,
right,
that cars can run on a variety of different, including,
corn,
you know, including manure,
water, yeah,
you could do fine, but nobody seems to really want to accept that.
You know what his best move was today? Is he said that of the top 10, you know, big corporations, we're only number 5.
Yeah,
and then Matt countered well. Matt said, well, yeah, but there's these big Forbes 100 corporations.
Fortune 500
companies.
Fortune
500. They don't affect the day-to-day lives of America the way gas does. He says, well, we're also very concerned about diesel.
Yeah, well, he also, he liked to spin it because here's how they justify it. This is, and I've gotten pretty skilled at understanding how these oil companies justify their astronomical billion-dollar profits. They like to tell you that with the amount of gross revenue that they bring in, that it's relative, the percentage is relative, and it's right in the middle of the pack.
It
doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter at
all. You're talking about dollars. You're talking about billions as opposed to hundreds of thousands or millions. And they don't seem to they think we're so stupid that we're going to buy that line of crap.
Yeah.
They're seriously, and I mean this, and I'm not trying to sound like a Joe Ardinger conspiracy theorist or like this is impossible. You and I have argued about this, Buzz.
Yeah, a little.
We have to have a day. I swear to God, if you can do it,
it doesn't work for
We Are the World, you know, you can do it on a lot of things.
It doesn't work.
Today's one of those days. There's been an email
campaign. Oh, that's right. I got that email for the 15th.
There's been an email campaign that today is the day you're not supposed to fill up. Of course, a lot of today is over already. But
I haven't bought gas.
Don't you
today.
Think if everybody could get behind it, I mean, really get it. I mean, it's something that would take the better part of a year probably to organize.
Right.
Where you get everybody together. You get radio show hosts. You get TV show hosts. You put it on the news. Mm-hmm. You get this thing marketed. And just give them one day. Buzz, one day just to go F you to show them that we have the power.
I guess so. But, I mean, the next day we'd all go and fill up anyway. And
it's irrelevant.
Still, yeah, okay.
It's irrelevant. You actually would send – you would deal them a blow where they would realize they've got to cut in. And here's the logic, all right? You want the simple answer. You cut into some of these profits to give a break to the American people on prices. This isn't rocket science. This is just saying you take a hit.
Yeah.
You take a hit.
Help
because when you're talking about
toss
the billion, yes, not the tax break, not the tax holiday, not the crap that's not going to matter. Mm-hmm. It really, it's amazing because, you know, you go down to where do you fill up for $3 a tank? Venezuela.
Yes.
You know, it's out there, guys. It's out there, and we've got it too. And don't buy into their BS. It pisses me off.
But you lose
really
money
does.
Driving to Venezuela because it's so far away.
I have a nuclear-powered submarine.
Drive a little, save a lot.
Buzz, did you get the email about don't buy gas on the 15th?
I did, yes.
I read it, and it said that they did it in the 70s.
I don't recall that day.
Me neither. I mean, I must.
But
have
there's
been
so many days in the 70s I don't remember.
That's true.
I just don't see how that could work.
Yeah, you're working on your own power there.
A substitute teacher in Texas is in trouble after being accused of being drunk in class. Tom Brownlee Jr. arrested over at Parkville Junior High just north of Dallas. He admits he had some wine with lunch.
You know, you can't do that if you're a teacher.
No, police, not even in the lounge.
You can do it if you're a DJ, though.
I think he had more than just some. Police say he was too drunk to finish the sobriety test.
I had a case today at lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a case of Cabernet Sauvignon.
What do we call that? Thursday.
How you doing, everybody?
82 Lafitte?
82 Lafitte Fairchild. The feet sweat sock. An 82 Lafitte sweat sock.
Unlike you, the teacher now faces criminal charges.
Not me. I'm not going to jail.
We've had another case of a man being too drunk to drive, so he let his kid do it. You've heard of this kind of thing before.
How old was the kid?
I'm 9.
Oh, he doesn't even have a learner.
39-year-old Rodney Logan of Harrisburg, PA, gave the keys to his 9-year-old son, and off they went. Here's how it happened. Uh-huh. Here's how it went down. Police saw a car swerving, only to find a sober 9-year-old at the wheel and a very drunk passenger.
He's fine. And you know that's the attitude of the father.
Exactly.
Hey, he's fine. It's like Hasselhoff.
Hasn't had a drink.
Yep.
In Appleton, Wisconsin, a 13-year-old boy was pulled over for speeding. 13-year-old speeding state patrol says it clocked him doing 80 miles an hour. They were surprised to find the boy's mother in the passenger seat. She says she was teaching the boy how to drive. At 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
13?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he's 13. Idea. Her license has been suspended. The boy has been turned over to juvenile court.
You know, 14 or 15, though, I'll be honest with you. If you know, in a rural area, that's when they kind of get them started. And, you know, if you're a big kid and your feet can reach the pedals at 13,
unusual.
They might start you there, too.
I learned at 14. I was driving Big Daddy's tractor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's very, very common
very
in farm areas.
Yeah, what few there are left.
That's right.
But our biggest road hazard might be starlets. Britney Spears rear-ended a Ford Explorer with her white Mercedes yesterday in Beverly Hills.
Oh, just when we thought she was doing better.
The police were not involved. But there she goes again.
Hi, Britney.
Britt's bodyguard had the other motorist follow them home so they could settle the damages out of range of cameras. And Drew Barrymore chased down a hit-and-run driver yesterday in a scene right out of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, not on foot.
Another car had hit hers in West Hollywood and took off.
That girl can run.
Here she comes.
Yeah. How you doing? Oh, hey, thank you so much, Drew.
Drew gave chase, a dream come true for many, and gave the license number to police.
A dream come true for you.
For me, yes.
You think she's hot.
I still do.
I think she's gross.
I know.
She's dirty.
I have soap.
She looks dirty.
Coming up in the second buzz, introducing the butt bra. And coming up in our last buzz, the NFL gets backed into a corner. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Somebody wants to rebut me, and you know I like to be rebutted because I'm gay. Let's talk
but
to Jim in Tyson's Corner. Jim, what do you want to rebut?
Well, I know it's not Argument Wednesday, but...
That's okay. Yes, we'll take a good argument anytime. Yes,
now,
it is.
Look, I'm not saying I love the high gas prices, but the thing that everybody gets all up in arms about is the huge number that they put out there. But if anybody knows anything about sales... You know, the number everybody should be looking at is the profit margin.
Tim, hold on a second. I want to stop you right there. Because really, you got balls to be defending oil companies. But I will ask you, what is your line of work? What do you do?
I'm in sales.
What sales? What kind of sales are you in? You don't work for an oil company, do you?
No, I do not. I actually, it's something dear to your heart. I sell golf cars.
You sell golf carts?
I do.
Golf machine.
I'm trying to think. I'm processing right now if there's any way that could tie in. I just don't see that tying into an oil company because a lot of them work on electric as opposed
Easy
to
go
gas.
Easy go or club car?
Club car.
I'm trying to think of the one I have. I don't know whether.
I bet it's an easy go.
And I think I might have a club car.
You sell the chip that makes them go 80?
I do.
Hey, Tim, you can rebut me all you want if you get me a good deal on a new golf cart.
I'll give Rob my number.
Do you ship them down like to FLA?
Yeah, we can do that.
No, you got to hire a guy to drive it there.
All the way
put
on
it in my home.
Tim, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you're talking about with the volume and with the numbers we're talking about. I think the percentage game, as far as profits are concerned, goes out the window when you're talking about the sheer number of dollars at stake here. That's why I don't think they fall into the same. You can't treat them like they're the mom and pop operation or they're a smaller Fortune 500 company.
But they have shareholders. They have to answer you just like everybody else. And if they're used to, if they made a 5% profit margin, 10 years ago, and they're still only making a 5% profit margin now, how can you attack them? They have a.
Let me tell you how I can attack them, Tim. And this is the same thing that you look at when you look at an ownership group that owns a professional sports franchise. You are talking about the public trust.
Yes.
And when you are talking about something that is so significant to the United States economy, where it could cause economic chaos if people are not able to put this product in their car to drive the engine that fuels the economy of this country, you're talking about similar issues to public trust issues. And that's what makes the oil companies different. You know, you're not talking about Walmart. You're not talking about, Bed Bath & Beyond. You're talking about
car.
We need this product for better or worse.
Vital.
To drive our economic engine.
Function.
And right now you're getting, you literally are getting people, especially in this Washington, D.C. area. If you've got somebody that works out in Charlestown, West Virginia, or further out that's driving in, they're being amazingly adversely affected by this. And it's really, shareholders be damned in that case.
But is the price at $4 a gallon because they're making a greater profit margin, or is it just because they're having to pay more to get the product themselves?
It doesn't matter. You're talking about profits that they can absorb. They can absorb the heat. They can take the heat. That's the point.
The profit comes from the volume, the amount that they sell.
Yes.
Can I share with you an idea we just got IM that I think is kind of interesting?
Okay, go ahead.
Might be more effective. One listener writes, I hate this don't buy gas on this day crap. He says, you're right. We'll just go fill up again later. One alternative, he says, is to pick up a gas company or two and don't buy gas from them for a period of time. That, he believes, would have a much greater impact.
It might.
Then all the companies on one day.
I can see your point.
That's more realistic.
Buy an electric golf car.
Buy an electric golf car.
That brings it
around. Tim, I understand because you are making the argument that a lot of people would say that that it's unfair to these oil companies. But I think really you gotta weigh the difference. If an oil company is taking a several billion dollar hit that's going to benefit all of us, is that is that for the greater good so that people can afford to go to work? Okay, thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Jimmy in Rochester. Jimmy in Rochester, New York. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Something much more important.
I ask a favor, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for peace of mind, please, if we cannot mention that again, I'd really appreciate that, okay?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing, though?
Yes.
I love you, Jack Klugman. I haven't heard you do this one before.
Oh, in my particular condition, I can do that one today. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, we got to take a break because we're under the gun today.
Because you're into this. Do you think we'll ever get to the time when the government is going to have to step in and regulate the oil industry in this country?
Well, here's the deal, and I say this to people why – a lot of times my politics, we're going to be talking to, I'm not going to make a secret of it. It's a presidential candidate. We're talking to a libertarian today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bob Barr is going to be on the show.
It counts.
These are people that say, stay out of government. I don't believe that. I really don't. Honest to God, I've worked for big corporations my entire career. And big corporations, let me tell you something, they care about one thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with it. It's capitalism. But they care about profit.
Yep.
If you're going to err on the side of anything, you're going to err on the side of making the most money. That's what they're supposed to do. That's their job. And that's why it's the government's job occasionally to say, hey, you can't do this. We understand you answer to your shareholders.
Getting crazy.
You just can't do this. It's really gone, completely out of whack. It's always got to be a balance.
Right.
You don't want over-regulation.
No.
You don't want under-regulation for certain industries.
You want the right amount.
But
if they keep abusing the privilege.
Who knows? I just think, it sucks. But really, when you're talking to these oil executives and the price goes up and nobody can do anything,
right,
you really have to say, well, maybe this is the time, regardless of what you feel about global warming, that we get the electric cars, that we get the hydrogen technology, that we use the wind power, that we do this once and for all, regardless of the politics of global warming. This is actually economic survival we're talking about here. So who knows? I got a little too heavy there.
I liked it.
I apologize. I will take more of your phone calls, but coming up on the show, we got a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
I am so psyched to talk to this lady. We're going to be talking spooks, specters, ghosts. Her name's Patty Starr.
Goblins.
She chases ghosts, and she'll be coming up on the big show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.